You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted to be joined by John Doherty. John, what's happening, brother? How's life?
All good. Just chilling at the moment. I started training camp 2 weeks ago, so I've been training with Grant for about 2.5 weeks now, so I'm well underway.
Well, let's talk about then. You've changed trainer. You went to Grant Smith up in Steel City, up in Sheffield. What was the reason for that change then, and how are things going with Grant?
The reason was because there was a few things behind closed doors, and obviously I'm not going to blag about it on here, and it showed in my performance. So I changed trainers, and I think it's a good move. Grant's like more a boxing coach. I can go back to my old boxing way, and as I was an amateur, instead of going there and knocking everyone out and relying on the power, So now since I've been with Grant about 2 weeks now, I've already been learning so much back to boxing, and I'm back enjoying loving the sport again. So it's all going good.
Well, let's rewind to November last year with the Jack Cullen fight and the performance and stuff like that. How have you managed to watch that fight back, and what are your thoughts on the fight itself and your performance then?
I never watched it back. I just remember I got to the sixth round and I was thinking, oh my God, I was pure unfit. I got to the sixth round, I couldn't even breathe. I was thinking, I do not know how I'm going to get through these next four rounds. And it's basically from the sixth rounds onwards, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go in survival mode. Just get through this fight and hope for the best, basically. Basically, Jack Cullen took my shots and I was nowhere near there. Basically, I was knocking everyone out, and then obviously my training, I was taking my off of training and all that, and it showed. Just I was blowing up my ass in the sixth round. So basically, I went from there, and I just tried to get through the fight with just what I could do. Basically, just keep getting through it. And if I was fit enough on that night, obviously, it would have been a different story, but I was very unfit. And I'm glad that loss comes to you, Ferry. That loss has let me a lot. I mean, a hell of a lot. And that's why I've made these changes.
Well, I've got to say, I've seen in a recent interview you did with somebody else, isn't that you questioned your time in the sport after that loss. Did it hit you quite hard, losing to Jack Cullen?
Yeah, it definitely did. Losing to Jack Cullen hit me really hard, to be fair with you. I wasn't really speaking to no one after six weeks in. I was quitting boxing. I wasn't doing no boxing no more. I was just stopping, but my dad spoke to me and said, how can you give up? You've been an amateur this long, and how could you give up? So I had another few weeks thinking to myself, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to keep at it and give it a right go this time. There's a lot of things I missed out last time, like my food wise. I was missing training out where I had to go drive up long 60 mile. I had 60 mile back, so then I couldn't bother doing the run when I was coming home because I was that tired. There's a lot of things behind closed doors that wasn't going to plan, but it is what it is, and I've sorted them out now, and and it's going to do me good in the future. Do you know what I mean? But as I said, that loss to Jack Cullen, it's let me vote.
Well, let's talk about then new team, new promotional thing and stuff like that with Al Siesta. So let's stick with Grant Smith and up in Steel City. You said that you've been with him 2.5 weeks and you're learning loads and loads from him and you're going back to your sort of old style of boxing rather than wanting to knock everyone out. So I think you're enjoying it. You're enjoying boxing again.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm not saying loving it because the training's quite hard. But I've got just a completely new team. That training was the drive was killing me to go to Brentwood, obviously. So it was killing me at the end. And as I said, there was a lot of stuff behind closed doors, what I didn't like, but I didn't say. But it's sorted now, and I'm with Grant. And obviously, I was on GB with Dalton. So I know Dalton, I know Sonny, I know them all. So it's all good. They've all welcomed me well. So I've just got to get my head down now and just start pushing on. I can't do no dodgy performances. I've got to be on point every performance. So I'm just looking forward to my next fight and carrying on and getting back to winning ways.
Well, you're saying that obviously on Instagram, Al Siesta Promotions.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that and how happy you were with the new signing. Seems like he signed Zach Kelly as well and a couple of other guys, which it's good to see.
Yeah. Well, basically, my dad, I knew Al through Matchroom. He was always at Matchroom shows, and I was also to speak to him, and I spoke to a few companies who wanted to sign me, but Al's a very good pal of ours, especially to my dad, so I thought, you know what, I'll give him a try, and then I spoke them up, and he sorted them out, and basically he knew Grant as well, so he spoke to Grant, got me up there training, and I never went around a lot of training. I only went on to Grant, and We went well, do you know what I mean? So it went from there. So
that's good stuff then, mate. So when are you looking to be out again then? When are you looking to get back to winning ways?
The end of April or May. Beginning of May or end of April. So I think I'm doing an 8-rounder and then I'm fighting for an international title after that. That's what the good thing was. Well, going with Al. You know what I mean? He's got a few other shows in a few different places. Do you know what I mean? So I can still go on Matchroom and I can go to Russia, wherever. There's more boys to pick from. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just looking to pick up a few titles by the end of the year or get one title and defend it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm looking to be up to 4 times this year, 3 to 4 times. So I'm looking to be busy.
Did the pressure a little bit get to you then where everything, where you're knocking everybody out and you were getting hyped up to be the next British champion and you can be the British champion? Did you feel a little pressure when people were saying that?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I wanted to go in there and knock everyone out because Eddie Hearn loves knockouts. So I just had in my brain, I need to knock these out. Whatever happens here, if I'm losing the fight or I'm winning the fight, I've got to knock this boy out, whatever happens, because he loves a knockout. And that was the wrong way from going in. I wish I never knocked no one out now. Because I would have trained much harder. When I knew I had the big shot, I could knock somebody out. I just needed to hit them that one shot. That's what I thought in my head anyway. But I'm glad it's happened now. As I said, though, a loss against Jack Collins lit me a lot. And if I would have started the career with boxing and knocked no one out, it may have been a different story, and I would have put 100% in the training. But it showed in my last performance a lot that there was a lot missing.
Well, you definitely, it does feel like an off performance from yourself, but would you ever visit the Jack Cullen? Would you rematch Jack Cullen if given the opportunity to right that wrong?
Yeah, obviously, anyone would. If Jack Cullen keeps winning, and obviously I win, maybe send I'll have that fight. But if he loses, then there's no point. You know what I mean? If he loses his next fight or the fight after, I don't know who he's going to fight, I don't know who he's going to, whatever happens, but. I'll be willing to fight him again, but obviously if he keeps winning, I keep winning them, yeah. If he loses, no. I'm not even bothered, to be fair with you. If we fight, we fight. I'm not bothered, but me just now, I would rather go and fight him. Yeah, I'd fight him 1,000,000%, but it's if he keeps winning, as I said.
Definitely. Well, new trainer, new promotional team, new John Doherty. Is that right?
Yep, definitely. I'm just, I'm not going to say I'm an animal. I'm just a different person altogether. Jack Cullen, has made me a better person as well. He's humbled me, to be fair with you. So you only see a different John Doherty, even in the press conference going to that fight. That was not me in there. Do you know what I mean? It was just stupidness, and it all fell back on me, basically. So I'm glad that happened. Listen, I've took defeat now, and I've took up my head, and I've come back harder than ever.
You look to be out April, May time, so can we expect like I say, the amateur sort of John when he was boxing and stuff like that, rather than looking for that.
Okay. Yeah, listen, obviously when I'm boxing, the power's going to be still there on the back foot. Like, do what I used to think before, I can't let this opponent push me back, I've got to keep on the front foot. So when I keep back, I'm going to knock him out. But now I'm going to be going to see me more holding the centre on the back foot and boxing, do you know what I mean? So it's going to be a completely different John Doherty. But listen, I knock out Holcomb a lot more, not a lot faster, but a lot more. And you might get a bigger knockout because where I time my shots more. Where before was all rushed and going 20 mile an hour. It just won't. It'll be a different John Doherty next time out.
Finally, before I let you go, you got anything you'd like to say to the fans watching this video and the people that John Doherty is back, he's ready to rock and roll again?
I've just got to say thanks to everyone who kept with me and keep with me at the time being, because there's some big fights ahead, and the ones who all dropped me, I'm going to prove you all wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well said, John. Well, I won't keep you much longer, brother, man. I got to say thank you for taking time out on your Monday evening to talk to me. Stay safe, mate, and I look forward to your... Talk. We look forward to your return.
Thank you, Andy. Cheers. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.